Indispensable.
We need Josh Austin.
That was that. Say. So we're holding by Birchas Rifa'enu. And one of the things we keep stressing always is that part of davening is it looking at the way Chazal were misakin the different eschals gives us a certain feedback about what's the appropriate attitude towards it. You know, we could have just had one more kasha, you know, wrap this person, give parnas to this person, help us with outsource here and there. Chazal gave each one a certain expression that goes long in telling us what that mida is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how we shtal tzu and so on. Let's. I want to start with the tour. The tour says, again, he's quoting a Gemara, but it just puts it together. Umaro loymer refuah bishminis. What's the state of having the refuah bishminis? Why? Omer b'acha mitoich shenitna mila bishminis. Utsucho refuah kavua bishminis. Because mila was given shminis, so mila needs refuah, so mela it's there the 8th. Vigam, g'day loymer ge'ula. So really, refuah should have been between slicha and gula, and we'll discuss that in a minute. But right now, I want to focus back on the shmini. There's 27 letters, 27 words in the bracha. That's what the Torah says. Keneged chavzayim psukim shparshes mila. So 27 is the number, the magic number that is shayach to refuah. And he says the parshas we find it in is the parsha of Bris Mila, parsha of refuah in the Torah, and im shamoya tishma. So it's obviously the fact that Mila is Bishminis and it was given and it was there, just like we said before that Geula is Shayach to Shviyas Bedafka, and that's why it's over there. It's not just the Mikra that, you know, it's kind of on the seventh year is coming, so we'll do a remiss. But that's very much part of it. Refuah is something that's Shayach to Mila. And b'meila, shmini is the expression of refuah as a mila. So let's try to understand a little bit. The Goyen says, this is in this pirush, in the siddur Nigla Nista. The Goyen says that the reason it's the Likutim from the Goyen. That the reason why it's keneged mila bedafke is because mila is kol ha'adam. Mila is the entire person, and b'meila it's kol ora machi varim shesagidim, and therefore refuah is shaykh to it. So I want to try to be oimer on a certain nekuda about refuah and understand the oimek of refuah. In the Bria, there is nothing in the Bria that has in itself the ability to undo that which was done. L'mashal, if I take a rock and I split it into two, I can glue it back from today till tomorrow. If it'll break along that fault line, because breaking it into two made it into two racks, and you don't no longer have one rack; you have two racks joined together. And so on. Anything inanimate in the Bria does not regenerate itself. There's no miser of redoing something. The oimek of refuah in the Bria is that a thing can recreate itself. L'moshel, if you take some primitive forms of life, you can cut off a leg, an arm, a foot, and it regrows it, it regenerates it. And the word is regenerate. And there's no difference in that and the first foot. It's exactly the same. And there is a balchai, some sort of jellyfish, that really lives forever because it keeps on renewing itself totally in a way that it never gets lost. So refuah is not just a patch. In other words, a person has a problem, we fix the problem. It says in Azino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu crushes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals. So if it wasn't on par, it doesn't say I make aniyim and I make ashirus. I make battles against you and help you in battles. Most other areas are a patch in a way. There's a problem, this takes care of a problem. Refuah is an entirely different parasha. Refuah is something that recreates the Tzuris Adam. That's the inyan of Refuah. And that's why it belongs between Slicha and Geula, because in a certain sense, it is a Geula. It's the pshat that the thing has recast itself, has become itself again the way it was before. A person who gets over an illness many times, we'll see in a second, there's no mark of it whatsoever. So refuah is the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's a cross between chidush and kiyum of what there is. So a person who is healed, it's like a tchias hameisim in one sense, in the fact that he was missing X and it regrew again, like it should have been, and here also. Mila is unique in that when Mila is the pshat, we create a new Tzuris HaAdam when we give a person a bris Mila. A person is born with an Arla, seemingly the Adam HaSholem is an Arla, and then when you remove it, you need to make a new Tzuris HaAdam who's a Mohel. Let's understand it physically. We live with the assumption that there's no part of the body that's to spare. We don't have spare parts. People don't believe in a Bayer Elam. One of the things they are into is that spare parts that are leftovers. They forgot to delete the file. So you have XYZ. And I remember it was considered to be quite good medical practice to remove any organs that were excesses. Appendix is only a problem. The tonsils and my dad's was a problem, and they removed them. And then they found out that they didn't know what it was there for, but it was there for a reason. So our understanding of the goof as a goof is that every single part is necessary. If we remove a part, it's not shayach that the goof should ever be what it ought to be. So if a person is missing any other tiny snip of an aver, he could do without it. You could be missing a big part of your liver and you could do without it, but it's not as good as if you had the whole liver, because the tzur of the person with a whole liver, so if you take out a half a liver, it'll function, but it's same with a kidney. You'll be missing something. It's not the pshat as ki'ilu, it wasn't there. The only thing that is, the only chelak ha'adam that seems to come in two tzuris, there's an oral and there's a mohu, and it's two different gufim. So when we mal a person, the refuah was made bishmini, because that's where once a person becomes mohu, there's a chiddush of a new tzuris adam who's a mohu. So it goes to the very heart of what refuah is and what mila is. It's recreating the person. That's specifically for mila. Let's go back to the etzem, the way we mispal. We say, "Valei refuah shleima l'chol makriseinu." We mispal it from refuah shleima, and we usually tell people, you know, when you wish somebody a refuah, say refuah shleima. Let's say somebody is missing parnasa; he needs $1,000. So we also would like to wish him he should get the whole $1,000. I mean, we don't, the word shleima. Let's say a person is amongst the goyim and he's suffering. There's also, you can have a partial yeshua and you can have a total. What's a shleima? So Rabbi Yochai says, "Befein Hashem nerofe pasuk be yirmiya b'loshin yochid valei refuah shleima lekach oime shleima." What's the word shleima? We shouldn't have negoyim that are not nisrapi. So he says over here that there is, he says, lafuk shebonu negoyim sheinam choizrim lerefua. The musig of something being unhealable, the fact that there's a certain type of nega. So let's go back to a tzur of adam. A person like Monatzan is missing a part of a foot or something like that. He can learn to compensate for it, and the person can manage with it. But at the end of the day, we say that it doesn't go back again. It can't come back. In other words, the refuah is not chal on that chelik. So refuah comes in two levels. One is a patch. In other words, I'm missing something. I have a problem. So okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. And refuah comes in a much deeper oifin, where it recreates the person, where the person is a whole different tzura, and it regenerates chias. The first refuah is important. It's about kosher. But our bracha, our tefillah here is v'alei refuah shleima l'chol makaseinu, means that the thing should be nisrapi meikrei. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya. We stood sometimes in the shei. He points out by v'rapa yirape. He points out that every time refuah is listed every time refuah is in the Torah, sometimes it's with a pay and sometimes with a fei. So he says whenever we're talking about a person healing, it's with a pay, with a dagish, yirape. Whenever it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Ani Hashem Rof Echa without a dagish. It's rafe. So he says every type of medication, any type of healing that comes from us is always in the nature of an intervention, and it's in the nature of a battle. In other words, I have microbes, let's kill them. I have this, let's cut it out. And let's radiate it. In other words, whatever I do, I combat the disease, which in itself has always a problem. Because basically what you're doing is you're fighting a battle. Whether you're doing it by surgery, you're doing it, however you're doing it. That itself it's always strong-handed, so to speak, and therefore it never brings back the shleimus to a person. Masha Einkein, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reife, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the chiyus from the Sheirish, there we can have, it's refuah Lashon Rafa, he says, because it's not by fighting and creating some collateral damage, but be'etzem, you mechaya once again. It's just like the difference between getting better on your own or getting better when you intervene. When you get better on your own, you're back again to normal, and it's kilo lehoya. When you intervene with something, it helps and it's useful. But at the end of the day, it's not. There's some issues. Whatever you did to fight this is going to have some effect on the rest. So let's take a look. There's a Zohar Kaddish here, and he says a nekuda that sort of enlightens us on it. So we say Rafa'inu Hashem v'Rafe. What kind of lashon is that? Why does it say Baruch Aleinu v'Nisbarech? You know, give us money and we'll have money. You know, fight our battles and we'll win. It's the only place that says Rafa'inu Hashem v'Rafe. It's a pasuk. Kim v'Amar Rafa'inu Mavi Rafe. Kim d'Amar Sheinu Mavi v'Sheya. So the Zohar says Kivon de'Asi Masi Manhu de'Machi. He says, if the doctor is healing, who's creating the disease? Ella, the Zohar says, Kol asvasa de alma b'yarek kutshebrichu. There, all healing comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ismin hoin al yoda de shlicha. Some would come through a shliach. Ve'ismin hoin, some of them lo yismasun b'yoda de shlicha. A shlicha doesn't have it. Ve'inun this masa b'yoda de shlicha, those that are given over to a shliach, asvasin inun, they are refuas. Aval lezimna mishajim, but they come back after some time. Aval inun dekot shabrichu masi, when those that are Kadosh Baruch Hu heals, ahu mara lo yishadal almin, that disease never comes back again. Valdo asvasa delay you asvasa. His refu is a real refu, less for mara klal, because there's no choli. O begin kach refeino Hashem veirafe, vaday beloy kitruga klal. That's lashon. So what it means is it's giving us really the basic havana that we're saying. Whenever a Kadosh Baruch Hu does something through a shliach, what's the difference if he does or shliach does? How do we dehair whether Fala Malach did or Kadosh Baruch Hu or Asa did it? How do we know? The answer is because, like we said before, the refuah is where there was a lack of chiyus in some part of a person. Some aver of a person was lacking chiyus. It makes no difference how we describe it. So I can deal with it at the level of the aver. In other words, I deal with it at the nekuda of the issue. So I fix the pipe. So it's a patch. It's never more than a patch. Let's say a person has a leak in a pipe. And he puts a patch on the pipe, so he fixed the pipe. So that's always mu'ud for piranhas, because you never in the world of the this world it's yesh miyesh, and nothing regenerates and nothing becomes again new. But let's say a person redoes the piping, he relays the piping. So then that problem will never recur because you have a new line of chiyas, so to speak. Refuah in this world has two dargas. There's a refuah that deals with the problem, like any other problem person has. A refuah deals with the immediate issue, and that's something that is works for the specifics, and that's it. But that's not the bruch of refuah that we've been mispalled for. There's a refuah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the person gets a new line of chiyus. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boiray the world. The Chazal say it's fascinating. Ani omes ani echya ani emchatz ani erpa is going on chiyus hameisim. That's makosish lola. In other words, in the ultimate deher, we deher chiyus hameisim as a refuah, because it goes like this: the shirish of the neshama stays and stays forever, and has to stay forever, or else we'd be a different person. If me was to disappear and never appear again, it's so tomorrow when they create me, it's not me. Tchias HaMesim is based on the premise that I have an existence, but one of my appendages, pardon for the word, is my guf. My guf is an appendage of the neshama. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals the Makasa Shalolam, we regrow that appendage. So just like a fingernail regrows, it's the same fingernail, it just keeps growing again and again. And just like a lower form of life has hands and feet that it can regrow again, the person can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regenerates the guf. Refuah is an inyan that comes from the very Sheirish of Bria Solom. It says those are three keys that are not given over to anyone. It says Chaya, it says the Chamim and Parnasa. Those are things that are Shaykh to Yesh Me'ayin. Real refuah coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shaykh to that. So let's say a person had some disease, and then somehow his own body coped with it, and it's gone. That means that in the shorish there was a tikkun, and the thing is kaloi hoya. The bruch of refuah certainly has in itself one level where we mispaal for chaylim, and that's appropriate. We need to daven and just help them with their particular thing. But the bracha of refuah is an extraordinarily deep bracha. It's a bracha Moshe Rabbeinu was mispaal in the Torah. That's one place where we have a kel norafon Allah. Refuah was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. He was mispaal for Klai Yisrael not to be destroyed. But the tefillah that we have of him, of a nusach tefillah that Chazal use as an example, that you don't need to say the name, you don't need this, you don't need that, all of them are learned from there. It refuah in its deeper oifin is a sniff of Tchiyas HaMeisim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can regenerate parts of the person. That's the bracha of Refainu. It's something which is shayach to Mila specifically, because Mila be'etzem is, we want, when you heal a nimo, you're not just interested that the particular, the wound you heal. You want that the person, b'teiras amohol, should also be healed. In other words, I now want that his tzuris adam should be a tzuris adam with a bris. And that's why the tefillah is Refa'in Hashem v'nei rofe, that HaKadosh Baruch, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will give us a refuah, then we will as we were never sick. It's as if ke'il we were never sick. Okay, I'll hold it here.